Welcome to the Real Experience Podcast.
Join us in an exciting journey of experiencing a greater level of spiritual growth and understanding through the practical, relevant, and powerful teaching of God's Word.
It's all about developing a real relationship with a real God. So come get your spiritual boost on and get ready for the real experience with your host, Pastor Ruben Barreto.
Praise God. God bless. I pray that you are blessed by this word today. In the book of Judges, chapter 16, verse 28, the Bible says, this is Samson speaking, O sovereign Lord, remember me. O God, please strengthen me just once more, he said. Amen. You see, the God that we serve is the God of second chances. The God of second chances. And not only second, but third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh chances. Really, he is the God of many chances, the God of multiple opportunities. In other words, the title of this message is just merely to reflect and convey that the God that we serve truly is a merciful, loving, compassionate, and caring God. He gives us another chance. He knows our hearts. He knows, the Bible says, our condition. And while there are people who will quit on you after the first try, God doesn't give up on you. He knows how many times you've fallen, and yet he still tells us to get back up. He gives us multiple opportunities to repent, to change, to grow, even when we don't deserve it. Yes, he is a righteous and holy God, but his grace is still sufficient for us because in our weakness, he is strong on our behalf. He even says in his word, even if the righteous falls seven times will he rise up again. In other words, he encourages us to get back up again. He encourages us to never give up. He encourages us to keep pressing forward. And if we mess up along the way, which, newsflash, we will, our God will take your mess. He'll take my mess and he'll turn it into a message. He'll take our test and turn it into a testimony. See, Samson, speaking of Samson, he was the strongest man who ever lived during his time. He was like a real life superhero. Some might have read his story and feel as though they were just reading out of a comic book. He could do things that no other person could do, but he forgot something. He forgot that it was all because of God. God was the source of everything he had. He had incredible strength, speed, a wise man, intelligence, but it was God who gave it to him. He was chosen by God to be a judge over Israel. He had a special calling over his life. However, he had to abide by the rules that God gave him. He had to follow and obey God. There came a time when he let his guard down and he disobeyed God. He failed God, as many of us have, and had to pay for the consequences. He had to pay for them. But look, never forget who you are and who you belong to. Never forget that everything we have is thanks to God. Never forget that God is the source of our strength, our hope, and our life, and that without him, we can do nothing at all. Without him, there is no sun, there is no moon, there is no stars, there is no earth, no breath, no heaven, no nothing, because every good and perfect gift comes from God above. However, disobedience brings consequences. Our choices matter. And this was evident in Samson's life because eventually Samson broke the rules. He broke the rules and he paid the price. He made a bad decision and he paid for it. He allowed himself to be fooled by Delilah and he fell into the hands of the enemy. He was captured by the Philistines. And when he woke up, his hair was gone and so was his strength. He couldn't beat his enemies like before. He was captured and his eyes were plucked out. He was blinded. He was blinded emotionally, spiritually, and now physically. He was used for show and laughed at. But our God is a God of second chances. And Samson learned his lesson, as evident by the verse that I read. He recognized that his strength didn't come from himself. He humbled himself because he realized his strength didn't come from his muscles or his hair or his good looks. It came from Almighty God. The Bible says that our help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. He is the source of our strength. He is the source of everything. And Samson finally understood this, so he called on God. He cried out to him. And when we need God, all we have to do is call unto him, and he will answer us. He will save us. He will deliver us from the hands of our enemies. He will deliver us from the fiery furnace and the lion's pit. And for all those, the Bible says, for all those who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved, says the word of God. So call unto him and he will answer you, the Bible says, and he will show you the great and mighty things that you don't know about yet. Samson humbled himself before God. And you know what the Bible says? Humble yourselves in the sight of God, and in due time, he will raise you up. So when he did this, God showed up immediately. What did Samson do exactly? He asked for another chance. He asked for another opportunity. He asked for another chance from God. And what did God do? God gave it to him. So what did God do? God helped him. God gave him another chance. Samson was blind. He was weak and in chains. But even in that condition, God helped him defeat his enemies. We know the story. We've read it. We've seen the movie. He pushed on the columns of the Colosseum and in one day killed more Philistines than he ever did before. God gave him the strength to push, and he gives us the strength to push forward as well. God gave Samson the victory in spite of his past mistakes, and God will do the same for you and me. No matter what happened in our past, God wants to give you and I the victory today. Why does God do this? Simply because he loves us. He loves us and wants us to grow and to succeed. He wants you and I to achieve his purpose for our lives. But what did Samson do that some people failed to do? Well, he asked God for help. He humbled himself. And we need to continue asking God for help. And of course, continue to live the way that he tells us to. You never know if you're living your last chance or your last opportunity. So keep asking, keep praying, keep trying, keep doing his will. Along the way, you're going to trip, you're going to fall. Yes, you will fail, but our God is the God of second chances, and he will lift you up when you're down. He will uphold you with his right hand. Just don't forget that he is the source, and don't ever forget to ask him for help. Now look, he did it with Peter. Peter was about to drown, but when he called on the name of the Lord, when he called on Jesus, the Bible says the Lord raised him up out of the waters immediately. If he did it with Samson and he did it with Peter, he will do it with you and he will do it with me. Yes, we fall down. We mess up, but our God will give us the strength to get right back up. And even if you failed and messed up today, he's here to give you another chance. Just ask him for help. He is the God of second chances. God bless you.
Allow me to take this moment to say that we would love for you to check out our brand new website, therealexperience.org. That's therealexperience.org, where you can check out our blogs, watch current and past podcasts, view all our videos and live streams, check out the links to many of our social media platforms, as well as links to our digital books and music by myself and the Real Experience Ministries. You can also view upcoming events, drop us a voicemail, even send your prayer requests or testimonies, and lots more at therealexperience.org. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the Real Experience Podcast with Pastor Ruben Barreto.
Please don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. And please pray for us as we continue to spread the gospel one soul at a time.